Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey, everybody, this is the final regular season edition of the Giants Insider Podcast this year. We are going to continue it into October and throughout the year. It's going to be year-round from now on. We'll go into next year, but first we're going to do some season wrap-up stuff in October, and then we'll get into free agency and talk about that. It's a big offseason for the Giants, and the way we cover it, I want to make part of that about you guys. I want to answer some of your questions here and take some questions and give them to guests, and I'd like to start that right away. So if you're a longtime listener, if you're new, whatever you are, send me questions on Twitter or through Facebook, and let me know they're for the podcast, and we'll get into them, and we can go a little bit deeper here. So you can ask whatever you want, and we'll do that. If you have been here the entire season, since spring training, since FanFest, I appreciate it. If you came along the way, thank you as well. If you're relatively new, I ask as always, they subscribe wherever you listen, on iTunes or wherever. That helps us quite a bit. The last episode for this year is manager Bruce Bochy, somebody I talked to probably more than anybody in my life during the course of the season, probably more than anybody in my family. Basically, from FanFest all the way through the end of the season, we talked to this guy twice a day, and it's been a rough year, but he has been there after every game and tried to answer our questions. And we sat down for a little bit this week, and I asked him about this season. I asked him about some of what he sees from this team and what he needs to see going forward. And then at the end, I asked him about his future. There's been a lot of speculation about that, and I've always thought that for sure he's going to get through this contract, which takes him through 2019. But he gives the answer here. So enjoy the podcast. Get ready for many more over the offseason. For now, here's Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy, I'm going to start with this since you just told us Matt Cain is starting on Saturday. The question I have about Matt, I have stood in front of him dozens of times as he didn't get much run support, and he always was a professional about it and said the right thing. What did you think as you were watching some of these nights where he'd go eight innings and take a tough loss but kind of handled it with grace?
Yeah, my early years here in San Francisco, you know, Matt was here from my first day, and that's what I probably admire as much as anything I saw from a player, is how he handled some of those tough games that we lost, where he would go out and just throw a beautiful game, get beat 1-0, 2-1, and it was just amazing how many times it happened. But he's unflappable, and he didn't let it bother him. He had the attitude, hey, I'm going to do all I can to help this team win. I can't control some things. And he didn't let it get to him, and that's what makes him special. And, you know, that's what I think helped him when, as we got into our better years in 2010, of course, with that great run he had. I think all that experience was something he could draw on.
What's your favorite Matt Cain memory, whether it's a game or a moment off the field?
I think a couple games. The perfect game. That just seemed like it brought us together that year in 12. We were doing okay, but not great. But it just seemed like that did a lot for the team to unite them and as I said, bring them together. Now, the game against Texas, our first real run at winning a world championship, I thought that game was huge. The game that he pitched there, and just seemed like it propelled us on to, going on to win the World Series.
This is the final week of a very difficult season. I'm wondering for you, as you go into the offseason, is it more difficult to come off a year like this or off a year like last year where it ends so quickly and so abruptly?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. They're both difficult. Last year was a game that I had a hard time getting over, obviously with our disappointment with that lead and couldn't hold on to it, wanting to go to game five, and the way it just ends so abruptly. But, you know, you have to deal with that, and every sports team does. But now, this year is one that, hopefully we're going to learn from and get better with all the things that happened here, Alex. And this week I'm thinking of things that we can do to get better next year. And we got work to do. We have a lot of work to do. When you have a season like this and lose this many games, obviously a lot of things went wrong. So as a manager, it's up to me to get creative and find ways to get this team back on track.
Brian said recently, I think it was with the Chronicle, he did an interview and said that he thought even in spring training there were some things that concerned him. When you look back on this year, at what point did you kind of realize that this was a group that was maybe in some trouble?
Well, I was concerned in the early go, too. I wouldn't say in spring training. It was a little different spring training. Buster and Kral, they were gone. They were at the WBC. But, we got off the rough start here in Arizona, lost that first game. But as we get a little bit deeper into it, I have concerns. One with, the offense. It just looked like we're going to be challenged offensively. The pitching, you could tell, wasn't quite as sharp. Melanson was dealing with his issues. So, we had to get that pen in order. All these things start adding up. And then, of course, you go on what happened last year in the second half. We did all we could to get out of that. Fortunately, because of the first half, we made it to the finish line, got to the postseason. But here we were back in that kind of mode. So, in early go is when I was trying to think of ways, to get this team back to where it should be.
When you look at this whole group, what's the one aspect of this season that's been most disappointing and just the way you guys have played, or whether it's a group or a chunk of the season or some aspect of performance?
Brett.
I can't say it's been one facet of the game, I think – if you look at our defense, hasn't quite been as sharp. But offensively, obviously there's been a power shortage. It's a historic year with the number of home runs. And we haven't been part of that. We're not going to have one guy to have 20. That made it a little more difficult to put the runs on the board that we needed. And our pitching wasn't quite as sharp, so they don't add up. When you don't, miss Bumgarner and Cueto, a lot of having an off year, then you don't have the offense. Well, this is why our record is what it is.
You talked about the home runs. You guys are 48-21 when you score four runs. So it's an old formula for you to get to four. What's kind of the balance for you in terms of you know you need more power, but you also have seen plenty of games where if you just get that time we hit and string two or three together, you guys are okay.
It is something you got to figure out, the balance there. Do you go for power and maybe sacrifice somewhere else, via either trade or weakening your defense or things like that? But I think you look at some of the pitching today, and that's why I think a lot of teams are going for power. It's getting harder to get three or four hits off some of this pitching, and that's why the big home run can do a lot of things for you. Hundley's three-run home run last night. We go back to L.A., they had a three-run homer that did the damage against Samardzija. It's that long ball that just seems like it's what's winning a lot of games for these teams. So it is a fine line there, but we do need more power. There's no question about it. Now, when I talk about power, it's just not just home runs. I'm talking about doubles and triples.
Is that something in your meetings? I know you've met with Larry a lot and Bobby. It's just an emphasis for this offseason roster-wide to try to figure that out?
Right. And I think we have, you know, some of our guys haven't quite had their normal power year either. And again, we're not just talking about home runs, but yeah, that's an area that we've talked about. Getting, you know, a little better defensively, across the board, the outfield, and really try to get maybe a little bit more speed even. So all these things are issues that, you know, we need to figure a way to, you know, how we can get better, again, on all facets of the game.
You told us, I think about a month ago, that you had talked to Denard about moving to left field next season. What do you see with him and Hunter? Both of them maybe had up and down years in some respects. How do you see them next year and how that plays out with them?
Yeah, this is something we're going to have to sit down with them and talk about. I hate to get specific right now without, you know, sitting down with them. As you mentioned, I did talk to Denard, and he would like to have the off season to work on left field. It's a different position. I know you say it's outfield, but ball comes off the bat a little bit different. And Hunter, he's already told me how excited he is to get back and, you know, start working out and get back to who he is. And the thing, when you have a year like this, as you go in spring training now, it gets more competitive, because we can't keep doing what we're doing, or we keep getting what we're getting. So we're going to have to keep this thing competitive, and, you know, these guys need to know it as far as jobs and where they play.
A lot of this has been obviously focusing on negative. What makes you optimistic about next year as you think about this group? The potential, obviously, you guys feel like they can bounce back. Otherwise, you wouldn't. You'd maybe go and blow it up. But when you look at the roster, what makes you feel like next year can be a bounce back year?
Well, when I look at the roster, I look at, we want to have a healthy staff. We're going to keep Bum off the dirt bike, so yeah. That's going to be huge for us. But Cueto, I don't think we've had him healthy all year between the blister issues and having to shut him down. Matt Moore looks like he's throwing the ball better. Knock on wood, he's pitching tonight. But Stratton, you look at how the job that he did, Ty Block did a nice job. So that's what I'd look at first, the rotation. There's Samardzija's body of work. He didn't, the wins don't really, I think, show what kind of job he did this year. Now go to bullpen. Well, start out rough with Will Smith going down. We never had Melanson. Dyson's been the silver lining this year, but, to have all those guys back, we're going to have some pretty good options. Corey Guerin's had a good year. Strickland's had a good year. We'll need another left-hander. That's going to be competitive. Another one or two left-handers, but Okert's picked it up. Osic, he's got the equipment to pitch here. So I look at the makeup of the pitching first. So I'm excited there. Now, Belt, we're going to get him healthy. Joe Panik, you look what he's doing. So the core players, I think, have shown that, we can win with them. And we're going to have to tweak some things. Figure out what, Pablo, is he going to be our third baseman? Of course, in the outfield, we're going to, probably make a move there.
The last question I have for you, we talk to you every day, I've listened to a lot of people come in and ask you how you're doing, and I think fans always wonder that too, and I always tell them, just watch him manage a game, and you can see the competitiveness there, and I see kind of before games sometimes you maybe not always excited to talk to us, but sometimes you can tell that. I mean, when you look at it, are you pretty firm on this 2019 and the fact that you do have this contract and this is something you still love to do?
Yeah, I mean, as we go into 2018, I know this is what I want to do. Now, I might change my mind after that year, or they may change their mind. I mean, and you never know when it's going to hit you, when enough's enough. But at this stage, it's certain that the way I want to go out. I want to leave the Giant organization better than, when it came here. But I want to get this team back on track and this is my passion, and you know, and after next year it could be different, or you know, as I go into second year, maybe something I want to keep doing. It's hard to say. Sometimes you don't have a say. I understand that. And there's the old joke, they may retire me for health reasons, yeah, because they're sick and tired of me, which I get. But at the same time, this is what I want to do. It's what I'm looking forward to, you know, after this year, getting ready for spring training.
Well, hopefully you don't have stadiums that are this loud all the time going forward, but thank you for the time. I was very tempted to ask you 15 minutes of Ohtani questions, because I know how excited you got the other night, but we'll stick to the Giants, and thanks for the time, Coach.
Alex, thanks. It's always good talking with you. And, again, you know what? We would try to win a couple more games, if not more, but get ready for next year and get this thing turned around.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.